on the heels of a devastating attack by a lone gunman that left 14 dead and 25 wounded in Prague. Several Islamists were arrested today in Germany and Austria that allegedly planned on launching attacks on Christmas Day. We're going to turn to WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green, who joins us live on Skype with more. And J.J., I don't know that we've heard a lot about this today on any of the other news outlets. What are the details of this alleged plot?
Yeah, Diane, thanks for having me on. You have not heard about this anywhere in the U.S. because this is just breaking as we speak. And what I've been told is security authorities in Europe have apparently received information that an Islamist terror cell was planning several attacks in Europe over Christmas and New Year's celebrations. Now several people have been arrested in Cologne, Germany today, in Vienna today, in Madrid today, in France. They all made arrest because they'd uncovered information suggesting that terror attacks were about to be launched. In Germany, authorities say Islamists were planning to attack Christmas Day services at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany, and in Vienna at the St. Stephan's Cathedral. It's not clear what the arrest in Madrid and France were about, but we do know that at least five were arrested in France. So this is a very significant situation, Diane.
What else have authorities uncovered about this plot? And are there other places where authorities are concerned?
Yeah, you may remember, I think it was last week or so, maybe two now, that authorities arrested several people in Germany and Denmark and in the Netherlands that were connected to Hamas. And they were concerned that this group of people that they arrested were a part of a larger cell. So what we're learning tonight is that there possibly could be a connection, because at that time, a couple of weeks ago, authorities said definitively they knew that this cell had planted explosives across Europe and maybe planning to launch attacks later. So this particular situation that's breaking today may be a part of that, and we may have still more situations across Europe that authorities are talking about or investigating as the hours, days, and certainly the next couple of weeks go on.
J.J., I know you're going to stay on top of it. Thanks so much for joining us. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green, who is joining us live by Skype with those details.